The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Kind of soapbox derby stuff.
I found out my pops could do like... you know, housework, because he went to, a good carpenter school in Chicago at Dunbar. So he was telling me how he fixed the deck himself. I was just like, I had no clue you knew all this. I had no clue. And I see that you started the clock, Cam, you sneaky bastard.
20 seconds, I ain't
bad. He was trying to look at me the whole time. He had pressed the button like, yeah, I was watching.
He was in the convo.
I was looking.
Cam grew a beard.
Caught your ass.
All right. Yeah. You've grown a mustache.
We're back, y'all. Daddy Issues, another episode. Keon is back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to be gone again, though. I'm sick of it. We're getting rid of him permanently after this. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your life. that passive-aggressive. Enjoy your day.
As you sip.
Oh, man. But Keon's back. You did another ship?
Yeah. This was just this little five-day or whatever.
I don't want to hear it's just a little nothing because you got to miss daddy issues, so it's a big something.
You know what I mean?
God damn it. Sick of it.
I was sick of that ship.
Was the coronavirus on there?
Probably. I don't know.
People coughing and sneezing and touching lettuce raw, you know, eating with their hands. Like, yeah, fluffing up the lettuce.
Them shit, people are disgusting. But I was just watching the people, and I was like, you guys are disgusting people. And I notice more, every ship I do, I get more and more loose. Just more like I'm just caring less and less, even what I talk about. And I was just ripping people. I was like, because I had to do family shows, and I was telling the kids, I was like, just pay attention to your health. Look around. Adults was like, damn. I was like, y'all look terrible. It's terrible.
Man.
I just they was laughing. They don't, you know, they'd be like,
just
yeah, chew
they
us
look
up.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? Get on us.
Man.
But whatever. But we're trying to figure out this daycare thing, man.
What you mean?
That's the thing, because I, you know, my schedule and everything. So, like, Kendrick goes to half days, and Keelan goes to school. And then last week they had to do full day because Cotty was at work. I was gone. So right now, basically what it came down to, we just broke down. Was like, we got to get a nanny. And I avoided one for a long time just because in my mind, a nanny meant, like, somebody else is raising your kids.
Right.
And then I realized, like, nah, I just need somebody there sometimes, you know. Just a little babysitter that's permanent, pretty much. You know that. So we got to do that because it's just like, it's just too hard. And then we're finally moving back in the house on Friday.
Yeah.
Finally done with that. Jeez Louise.
Sabrina did the nanny thing for, a matter of fact, Cotter referred her to, she did it like one day. And yeah, like a nanny sound like the move.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
Like just, even though the daycare is around the corner, it just, the kids could be at the house. And just like last minute stuff, because trying to you know, I understand from other people's, you know, perspective, they're like, I can't be on call when you need me, so I need to be on full regular, you know what I'm saying? It's actually cheaper than daycare too.
Is
so,
it?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'd have been like, nanny out the gate.
Yeah, so we're just gonna do that and then call it a day, have somebody to kid. My cousin's gonna move back out here, so she might do it actually.
Okay. Oh, that in the family.
Yeah, you know, I got a big ass family, so.
Yeah. That's dope.
That's cool. But other than that though, we figuring that out. Boys Good Boys is just hilarity every day. So right now, they fight every day. But their new thing is they don't want the other one telling them what to do.
Okay.
So, like, they both be trying to boss each other around. It's like, don't talk to me. What do you don't talk to me? And then they scrapping. So, right now, Keelan is, because when they were going to daycare, and, you know, I gave him the whole talk, you know, protect your brother, blah, blah,
right.
Even though he do that naturally. Uh-huh. And I see him, if somebody else yelling at him, he step in, he want to fight him. And then it's, now Kendrick does it for Keelan, too. Keelan into somebody, here come Kendrick rolling
if up. Anybody going to be yelling at him, it's going to be me.
So, they do that, but I'm trying to explain to Keelan the difference between an outsider doing it and me and his mom.
Right.
Because I was checking Kendrick on something. He was like, don't talk to him. I was like, hold on, bro. It's like, hold on.
This is out of your jurisdiction.
I was like, nah, you don't. When me and your mom are talking to one of y'all, y'all stay out of it.
Right.
You know, you just do that or whatever. So a couple hours later, Kendrick did something else, and I was on him. And Keelan said something, and I was like, you got something to say? He was like, I ain't saying it. Say nothing. He put his hands up, he shrugged his shoulder, he tried, you know how, like, he didn't make eye contact, like, he can't watch the TV. He was like, I was like, okay, so he got it. Like, yeah. Don't step in. So that's going on. And, yeah, just them fighting and growing up. And then he tested out. I had to go to his parent teaching conference because, you know, he was speech delayed. So he was in a PALS program, which is like, even before preschool, just a program they put you in. Uh-huh. You get speech, you get all that, whatever, whatever, and just get acclimated in the school. So we had that, and they was basically like, yeah, he's out. He's done.
Okay.
Yeah, he's caught up. I was like, what'd the speech lady say? He's fine. You know, I caught him another day writing his name. Like, that part was never a problem. It was just his speech. But now his speech is caught up in everything. So he starts TK next year, then kindergarten after that. Just a regular. He back on the regular, you know.
Nice.
And then they was like, not only is he done, he's like one of the best kids in class. Like, he tested high. And I was like, all right. So, and then Kendrick, we're not going to get any services for, because Kendrick talks like a full grown adult.
That's funny.
So
he's like, well, I'm thinking about the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, he be talking.
You know.
So
might be oversaturated on the Democratic side. Hand me those goldfish. But you know what's funny? Like, when I hear, like, you know, stories about people's kids, it's usually like everybody's doing well. Like, I'd be wanting to hear from the parents where the kids is like, man, he's last in his class. You know what I'm saying? He's just, I don't know, you know. Because we ask about the kids, be like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? He was killing the class. He was first in his class.
Yeah.
I want to hear the, you know, man, my kid, he was the worst in there. He was the only one that failed. You know, I'd be wanting to hear them L's, too. Because I'm an L. I failed seventh grade. Tough. Failed it whole. Completely failed it.
You know, we were
nobody
talking about
talks
that.
About it.
We were talking about that yesterday because we're doing summer school again for him. And Cotty was like, is he eligible for summer school? And I said, summer school is just something that people go to. We're just all so accustomed to people only go to get caught up if they messed up. But I knew a few nerds that went to get extra credit or just for fun, which I don't know what that is. But I laugh because we're so accustomed. When we were growing up, the only kids who really went to summer school were the ones who had to go.
That was
nobody
the bailout.
Wanted to go to summer school.
That was the bailout.
And so she was like, is he eligible? I was like, no, it's just open. You can just go. It's just we're not used to going for fun. Like, who the hell wants to do that?
Because school wasn't fun for me.
Hell no.
It was not. I mean, it was fun. The social aspect was a good time. Yeah. But that workload, it was jacked up about me in education is that, you know, I had to be on the grill a lot of the times. Like, summer school was pressure cooker, and I thrive in that. But the fact that I could have just got my work done during the regular school year would have prevented all of that. But I was just like, you know, I'm not doing as bad as I thought. I need to get out of my own mind with that, because I do that when it comes to time. I got plenty of time. My weight journey, I'm like, you know, it's just a few calories. And then next thing you know, you're like, man, 8 pounds this week? So I got to stop thinking everything is
like,
good. I got to be like, you know what, it ain't. Whatever it is, it ain't what it seems. And so, like, I had to go to summer school twice. When I failed seventh grade, went to summer school, killed it. Met this dude at an axe throwing place in L.A. in Koreatown. Turns out we went to the same school in Chicago because that school I went to summer school at, he went there. And I was like, yo, is Mr. Bishop still alive? He's like, he died. And then you get the full scoop. And I was like, small world, dog.
Yeah.
And he knew the lady that got me to go to that summer school because she was a teacher there. I was like, man, small world.
Super small.
Yeah. And we just happened to meet.
I was in Arizona when I was in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
This girl rolled up. She was like, Keon. And I was like, yes. She was like, it's Iris. I was like, from elementary school?
Man.
She pulled up. And we actually went to the same junior college, too.
Wow.
But, she pulled up. I was like, damn, I ain't seen you in forever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people pulled up in Phoenix. My coach came from college, elementary kids.
Phoenix is, you know, witness protection town.
You're right.
That's where everybody ends up in Arizona.
People just be down there.
Oh, you out here in Arizona? Yeah, you know, my name is Steve now. Don't tell nobody. I'm out here hiding. I like Arizona, man. You know?
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I like Arizona. The only thing is just too hot. But other than that, I like it there.
Weather is why I live here. Weather is, I don't like weather bullying me. Like, you know what I mean? Like here you get an option. If I want to wear jeans, I can. If I right. want to wear a sweat, I want to wear a hoodie. I could choose my wardrobe out mm-hmm. here. I don't like when the weather be like, no, this is what you wear or die.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, stop punking me, man.
The cold.
Yeah, the cold and the heat be like, what you going to do?
We grew up on that, man. It was just like full snow suit going to school.
Yeah.
Full suit.
Like
we want a
Christmas story.
Man, dog, the full suit with the Vaseline face. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. But that's what it was. It was like, all right, wintertime.
When did Vaseline face stop? I remember being a greasy kid.
Oh, man, super greasy. But she put it on us for protection from the wind. It was it really helped against that, like, you know. And so normally, we just got the regular lotion up. She's like, we put the Vaseline on for the extra coat. I don't know why mothers are so rough with the Vaseline.
They be slapping. They like, be put beating your face around. Like, I don't know. Like, why are you doing this?
Stop.
I got it.
You're hurting me.
They're rough.
Because they know we'll do a half-ass job on the put-on. So, no, you got to get in here because I'll just because I didn't like Vaseline. But now, you know, I get it now.
My mom used to brush rough too.
Oh,
brush
man.
Our hair.
Oh,
it was so rough.
Mothers with the hair brush. I used to watch my friend
like
Leon.
Your neck be popping.
When Leon's mom would brush his hair, because at least my mom was like, all right, I'll go easy on you. Because I'd be like, it hurts. But Leon's mom, fully in, just rough. I was looking at him crying. I don't know
it's
how
just
his
brushing.
Scalp,
like, why is this so hard?
Rough.
Crazy part is, though, my mom braids gentle as hell. When I had braids, I used to go to sleep while she was doing. I just pass out. It was so soothing. But that brush, I should be like, stop beating. This is abuse.
You're hurting us.
It was ridiculous. Then my dad used to do that thumb lick.
Oh, man.
With his bad breath.
My dad did that one time. I never forget it because I lied to him. I deserved it because he was like, did you take a bath? I was like, yeah. And he was like, come over here. And then he did the thumb lick. For the dirt rub up reveal. And it was just like, you know, once you do the rub, all that dirt came up. Like, get in the tub. I was like, he licked me. But I was sitting there filthy. You know what I'm saying? He caught me lying. He caught my ass.
Treated you like a cat.
Man, dog. He had to do the test run.
Yeah, mine was because I didn't want. Did you wash your face? I was like, yeah, but I had the crust. Mm-hmm. He came with the. And I smelled it. I was This is I'm done.
That's disgusting.
I was like, I got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, I had it already. Disgusting.
That's where it originated.
Yep.
Parents doing this. Yeah. Licking the faces. Maya, what's going on?
Well, we've got a story out of Florida.
What's new?
Florida, man.
A father has suffered a brain hemorrhage when he was thrown from his truck. The truck was parked in the driveway, and his two daughters were in the back seat. And a man tried to carjack the truck, and he threw himself on the truck and was thrown, hit his head, and had to be hospitalized. Eventually, the carjacker ran off the road, but not before causing a real bad scene.
Mm.
Now, I want to ask you, what would you do in that situation?
Probably the same thing.
Yeah.
That's an instinct. Hold on for dear life. What kind of car was it?
It was a pickup truck.
I'm hopping in the back. I'm just going to go along for the ride with you.
I would have hopped on. I would have hopped on somehow. You know what I'm saying? I imagine since he didn't hop in the back that the carjack was probably going in reverse fast already. So probably all he had was the front.
Yeah.
But definitely. That was a complete parent move where you just act on pure instinct.
Yep.
And, like, you don't think it out. Your kids are in the back.
How did he get in the car?
It was parked in his driveway.
Uh-huh.
So he was either about to take the kids out. The girls, they were 3 and 12.
Mm.
Or he was about to get in, one or the other. So it's parked in the driveway. Guy comes up, and he's like, what are you doing near my car? The carjacker jumps in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so there was a conversation had and all
He was
that?
Like, what are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
And then he jumped in and
over there,
up.
Like, was he far away?
I don't think he was too far because it was in his driveway. So he was able to get there and jump on.
He's probably like at the front door, like maybe.
Yeah, I was
going to
say he must
garage.
Have been far away then.
Too far to physically stop him.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, man. That's a total parent move, though. Put your life on the line. I got to get these kids. That's an action scene.
The problem is he was the only one really injured.
I mean at least the kids are okay. Yeah. But, man, he took one for the team for sure.
Yeah. That's a tough call.
I don't know what brain hemorrhages do, but it sounds terrible.
It's really bad.
Oh, man. Can you recover from it, though?
You can, depending on how severe they are, but they can be very bad.
Right.
Hopefully permanently disabling.
Right.
They can kill you.
Yeah, they can kill you.
Man, that's scary, man, because, you know, you see action movies all the time. They get thrown off the vehicle and shake
they
it
just
off.
Roll, yeah.
Bad Boys with Martin, he hit the brakes and he flew off the thing, and then Will Smith scooped him up and they just got right up. You know what I'm saying? But, man, Pops.
Human body is actually pretty soft.
It's fragile, man. Fragile. When they show like a diagram of a regular football play and how the brain goes back and forth inside the skull just on a hit like that, I'll be like, I'm glad I only played 1 year.
And those guys are huge. Those aren't little guys.
Coming full steam, strong, trained, bow.
Like, and that's full speed. They said even the linemen, every play would be like, throwing yourself into the garage. Every snap, like a garage door. Every snap.
Snap.
Hitting another 300-pound man.
Man.
Strong 300-pound. Not just 300 walking around off Burger King. 300 strong.
And the brain's just like, coop, coop, coop. Even boxing, man. I'll just look at those hits they take.
When the slow-mo and the face.
Man. On the regular basis, sweat just be flying out of there. They just be ejecting. Man.
You gotta be careful with your brain because they say serial killers, one of the indicators is a terrible concussion as a child.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of them have gotten hit in the head because it's delicate up there. There's a lot of moving parts and neurons. Mm. You mess up one of them and you're messed up when you get old.
So who had concussions on the famous tip?
I have to ask Tony Valentino that. Because he's like, about serial killers.
Like, when did Jeffrey Dahmer hit his head?
Honestly, I am not quite sure. But he goes to bed every night listening to podcasts about serial killers. Mm.
That's a rough go to sleep.
He's just like,
Tony
I'm scared that would seep into my dreams. You know what I mean?
No, he goes to bed on some hard stuff, and he wakes up in the morning and goes hard. But, yeah, he's like, here are the indicators.
Serial killers are fascinating, though, because, like, you know, because I'll do that, too. Like, I'll binge on, like, you know, a particular one, like John Wayne Gacy.
Because you want to know, like, why you did that.
Why you did this? How did they catch him? Like, John Wayne Gacy was my last, like, binge on him, and you know, because I watched the thing on HLN. And then when I was in Chicago, I went to his house. Well, not they tore that original house down and built something else in front of it. And I was like, this is the house. And, like, it was for sale. And it was funny because it was 3-6s in the phone number. I was like, man, is this shit real? But they wanted a pretty penny for that goddamn house. They wanted, like, I think it was going for, like, $700,000.
For a haunted house?
It's a nice-looking house, what they rebuilt. But still.
Should be cheaper.
Yeah, man, you should be $40,000. 40 grand.
John Wayne Gacy, he's one of the ones that suffered the concussion.
No, he did.
Wow.
The Night Stalker.
His dad was abusive.
Mm-hmm. Son of Sam. I'm reading all these. Texas Tower Sniper. That guy was crazy. You remember that?
This was recently, right?
No, that was in 67.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
He went
that.
To the top of the University of Texas Tower and just started shooting.
I heard
people.
About
oh,
that.
Oh, I've only heard about that one because they said... When old boy shot up, was it Virginia? I think they brought up Texas.
Oh. Mm.
You talking about the D.C. sniper?
No. Remember the kid with Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, okay.
Virginia Tech. And they brought up the Texas.
Man. That's scary, man, when they just go buck wild in public. And nobody's ready for that.
You see the UPS driver they just caught?
Nah.
He was about to go. And they found weaponry like he was the Terminator. and he was about to go do him at NA. I don't know how. I didn't read the article. I don't know how they caught him. I don't know. I just saw the picture of the weapons. I was like, it was a table full.
He was about to deliver packages and these bullets.
Yeah, he was going to go off.
Dang, man, that's scary. The UPS guy? They're coming to your house.
He could go anywhere.
I got packages
and they're so
coming.
Fast, and they're so sneaky.
Yeah, and he has our address.
Yeah, he can just show a package. And then,
but you know something of the UPS driver is actually there to deliver your package. Usually they ring the doorbell and you just hear a gust of wind.
They knock it.
How are they so fast?
They scratch the door and then they run.
You be like, bing, 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 and you go to the door and you don't even see them getting in the truck. They are gone.
I'd be like, you can leave it on the porch. You keep ringing the doorbell. Man, what?
Yeah, they ring too many times. Like, you're a killer.
That's scary, man.
Oh, wow. I'm reading about that now.
The UPS
Sunnyvale
guy?
California.
Sunnyvale, that's where Rooster Teeth Feathers is.
It's a comedy club.
Comedy club.
Oh, wow. Might have shot up. Oh, look at this guy. It looks crazy.
Does he look crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He definitely looks like he's going to shoot some shit.
We're going to add this picture. Cam, I'll send you this picture.
He look mad right there.
He does look mad. He looks angry about some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, though, that's scary.
Jeez Louise.
I'm glad they caught him, though.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if he had a concussion. Now you get me thinking, who got hit in the head? You know what I'm saying?
I start looking at people and they hit their heads. I'm like, you're going to grow up and you're going to be a serial killer, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. It starts with animals and then you upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. What else is going on, man?
Well, back to some nice things.
Man.
Back to education. Summer school, in fact. All right.
Boredom.
Huh? All right. A study out of Ohio State University shows that poor urban schools teach just as much to students as wealthy suburban schools.
Mm-hmm.
Although urban kids tend to test lower, the drop off comes over the summer.
Mm.
The wealthier kids are probably going to summer school.
Yeah, they got programs to do during the summer. They went away at camp. They doing this little exchange thing. I spent my summer in Paris.
Yeah.
These, you know, inner city kids, man.
I spent my summer surviving.
Man, because the parents got to work all summer, so it's like we can't afford to, you know, give a program for you. And then, you know.
I'm getting real good at sports.
You out here in the streets. And then you got that. Because I don't doubt, like, you know, growing up in a Chicago public school, like, I never sat there and was like, man, this education is subpar. Like, they were really teaching us, you know, they had lesson plans, experiments in science class. It was like, we were learning. Like, it didn't feel like, in the moment, it didn't feel like, oh, man, we out here with the bare minimum of education, you know. It was my work ethic was trash, but the teachers were doing their goddamn job, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not really surprised. And then I was looking at the students that were really, like, excelling. I was like, man, I wish I had those grades. I remember looking at kids in class, like, I wish I had. This dude, Abayomi Banks, he was always getting good grades.
He sounds smart.
Man, Abayomi.
What was he?
He's a black kid.
But, I mean, was he African?
No, he was just black kid. I don't remember no African kids in my school. Everybody was black, so I wouldn't be able to know really.
Yeah.
My student body was probably 100% black. 100%, you know. A couple white teachers here and there in the building, but like it was black on black. And I would look like Erica Banks. Her grades was good. She was fine too.
Booty like, and brains,
Erica
huh?
Banks. She was like the man. She was cold. Everybody was like Erica Banks.
Is she still cold?
I don't know. I got no clue.
Cause you know how sometimes that girl falls off.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the ones I grew up with, the girls who was fine and they still fine.
They still fine.
I'd be on Facebook like you five kids and man. You still. Man. They still got all the ones that was like that one.
Yeah.
They still nice.
I looked up the kids from that school, like, you know, on Facebook before they took my Facebook page. And everybody was looking mad old. Like, they was older than me. They was looking like late 50s. I was like, God damn, what y'all doing? Drink this water.
Yeah. Now, I mean, there are some. I'm mad. Like, what happened to you? But, I mean, as far as the bad ones, though, they stayed
fine. Yeah, they were still.
They stayed fine. But, like, yeah, there's some I graduated. I'm like, why do y'all look like this?
Yeah.
We graduated at the same time. Like, what happened? What are you doing?
This girl I had a crush on in high school came to a show, the shows I did in Arlington, Texas. And she was like, you remember me? I was like, yes, Dolly Devereaux. Had a crush on you for mad long. She was like, oh, okay. Like, yep. Mm-hmm. That's funny, man. Katrina Wilson, that was another girl I had a crush on for mad long. Super chocolate girl. I had a crush on her for like 3 years. 3 years.
Man. I don't know how many. I had a lot of just acknowledging that you fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as liking them,
yeah,
that happened every once in a blue moon. Mm-hmm. But I could acknowledge, like, it was so many girls, I was just like, they just so pretty.
Yeah.
But, like, liking, I had, like, a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, everybody was just like, she fine, she fine, she fine. Like, that was just.
Right.
I was talking to Keenan about it the other day because we were talking about, I don't know, growing up dating. And I realized it really didn't matter what the girl brought to the table. What there was just, I just didn't want a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think back now, and that's just what it was. It wasn't anything wrong with the, there was, I knew a lot of quality girls.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just don't want a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to chill. I want to do what I want to do.
Right.
And then when I was ready for a girlfriend, now I'm married.
Right.
But before that, it wasn't, I used to be like, nah, women just ain't worth nothing. Now they just lack of options. And I was like, no, I just don't want this.
Yeah.
It's just what it was.
But at the time, you said that, or?
I realize that now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. At but the at time, the time, you
I
was like,
just like, because I would like always, it was some always something wrong with somebody.
Yeah.
And I realized I was looking for something to be wrong with them because I don't want mm-hmm. no girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be tied down. So yeah. I was just like, I don't like the way she eat her cereal.
Right.
And it'd be like, oh, that's a deal breaker? Yeah, man, you can't be slurping the milk. You know, it was just stupid stuff because I didn't want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I would just come up with reasons why I couldn't be with somebody.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that
me?
Makes sense.
I'd be like, oh, you know, you got a black shirt on.
That makes sense, man.
I just didn't want it.
I've been guilty of that for sure. It'd just be like, it'd just be the smallest thing.
Yeah.
Like, she got a weird tooth in the back that you can't see, but I know it's there. I know that tooth is there.
And it would bother you. Like, mm-hmm. if you really looking for something, it'll bother you.
Yeah, because you can find anything on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you didn't waste their time.
Well, and I knew that, and I was like, I just move on.
That's when
just
the anger
you don't
comes
want
in.
No part of this shit. Just go on.
You don't want none of this here.
Yeah, because I didn't want them problems. I didn't want the keyed cars and stock. You know, you mess with people's feelings. They flip.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, just go on. I remember a girl. I won't say her name, but I remember she wanted, in high school. She wanted me to take her virginity, and I was like, I ain't the dude for this shit.
Yeah.
Like, just, and I don't know why I had that kind of conscience at 17, 16, but I was just like, just somebody else.
That's not me. Pressure.
That's a good thing you did that.
I don't know why. I don't know why I had that, but I was just like, nah, not me. She's like, nah, I wanted to be you. I was like, I don't care about you. Like, I just.
You said that?
Yeah. Mm. And I was just like, don't. You only gonna get it once. You can't get it back. And just
I just don't care about you like
that. Yeah. And I was like, and she was like, okay, fine. She's a lesbian now. So I'm not even kidding. She's a
That's
lesbian.
What did it.
So now I'm like, I should have did it. I should have did it. Yeah, because it didn't matter. Yeah, but I don't know. I have no idea why I cared about that. You know, because you don't care. You know. I have no idea why I cared. To this day, I don't know why. I have no idea why.
You're a good dude, though. That's a good move.
I was doing that.
It's very honorable of you.
Yeah, but that's why at 16. Yeah, I get it now. 16, 17.
Sometimes, you know, the honorable trait kicks in early. You know what I'm saying? Some 10-year-olds with some honorability out there. Yeah.
Keep that good karma. You don't want bad
that's
karma
good energy.
Coming back.
Yeah.
The virginity offer. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been with a virgin.
Me either.
But I never wanted to.
Me either.
Never wanted to.
I did not want
don't
that.
Sound like a good time at all.
At all. Especially at that age when you don't know what you're doing either.
Yeah.
That's
a
sound
lot of pressure.
Fun. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I remember who took mine.
Me too.
And I want revenge.
Uh-oh.
I need revenge. I was trash the first time.
Of course.
I was garbage.
I got a few revenge on my list just because, like, just the performance was just.
What sucks is that She didn't know I was a virgin because I carried myself as I wasn't a virgin. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I don't get the extra benefit of the doubt because that was my first time. Now I wish I was honest. Now, like, you know, you took my virginity. So, you know, all right, it was bad because of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mine has no idea.
She Man.
Everybody thought I was smashing like seventh grade. And I used to tell people, like, no, I never. And they would be like, see, he be keeping secrets. He keep his shit on the low. That's yeah. And I, like, it was so many girls that dudes thought I, like. And I was like, no, I didn't. They'd be like, you just don't want to tell nobody. Then I came to find out, in two cases, the girls had lied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually, you know, dudes is lying on girls. The girls lied on me. So they was like, she said y'all did. I was like, no, we didn't. And that changed a lot for me, too, when I was like, the girls be lying?
Yeah.
And it changed my perspective on, like, the innocence of women and girls. I was like, oh, they just as bad
they're
as us.
Lying.
We're not just as bad. We're about 60% as bad.
Did you ever lie on?
Maya, no. Lie on nobody, no.
Like, lie on a dude? Why would I do
that? What are your blemishes, Maya? Because you just got too much going on the positive. Give us the villainy.
I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
So I'm wearing. I'm just came from the gym.
You probably got them ugly Asics on.
No, I have my house shoes on.
Okay.
Oh, full lazy. Yeah. All right.
But what are the blemishes?
What do you mean?
Like, what's a horrible thing you did?
Yeah. Oh, I've done some messed up things.
Like what?
I'm not gonna tell you.
She's like, one time I was in the basketball game and I went down to the expensive seats and I didn't even have a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the jaywalking incident of 96. Yeah, the light was red. I crossed anyway.
I took 3 ketchup packets.
I got a water cup and I put soda.
I don't do that because I don't drink soda. I just drink
lemonade, juice?
No. I don't drink sugared beverages.
All right.
It's just water or sparkling water. But I've done things. Everybody's done things that they
I
want to
know
did.
The
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we want to know the things.
At least
who would you steal from?
No.
What store did you steal from?
No, I don't steal.
Oh, well, did you see this? You two? Nah, man. You goody two-shoe. You a cop.
I'm not.
You
are
a cop.
I'm not a cop.
You a cop, Jay?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't want to treat anyone else like I don't want to be treated.
Of course.
So you've always been that way?
Yeah, but sometimes I have done stuff
like
that
what?
I wish.
Like what? Who did you trip on the bus?
Give us the example.
That's mean. That leads to injury. But there are some, when I was dating, that maybe I've done some bad things to my exes. I'm not saying.
Maybe, huh? Maybe. You don't even know for sure. Mm. I know exactly what I did.
Probably should have done a few things. But the fact that I did them and I felt bad about them means that I'm not gonna ever do it again.
You learn from the transgressions.
Yeah.
Steal the teacher's book, lesson plan?
Never.
Nah, that's how I passed Spanish.
Never. Someone in my Latin class did that one time.
It's always Latin class. We did in Spanish.
Yeah.
Somebody came after school.
Wait, you had a Latin class? Like Latin?
Like Latin.
Ugh.
Oh, we had Spanish.
Like the rare language that somebody always speaks in an adventure movie?
I can
read
possessed.
Latin. That Latin?
Yeah, that Latin.
Wow.
Hmm.
They still offer that?
At my high school, they offered.
We just had Spanish and French.
Is Latin still used?
No, but if you know Latin, you can read Spanish and French.
Oh, okay. All right.
I remember that. Stole the lesson plan. My boy actually stole it. He stole the whole book with the answer key and everything. And then we all had it. So that's how we passed Spanish.
You didn't get expelled?
No. We didn't get caught. How are you going to get caught? He had the book.
Did you ever cheat on some schoolwork?
On schoolwork? The one time?
Yes.
Okay.
One time?
No. Because I shouldn't have done it. This was when we were in Pakistan. And I was dating a person at the time, probably shouldn't have been dating. And I was like, I'm just going to write this essay. It's so easy. And he's like, no, I can get it because everybody there cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fine, I will let you be useful. He gets the stupidest essay. But somehow they gave me an A. So I'm like, nothing matters. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I could have written a better essay than this. So technically I've cheated, but it didn't matter. And I never did it again because I was like, this is a worse essay than I could have written.
Man, we used to pass. That book that we stole, we all had younger siblings. It got passed down to like until they changed the edition. So people had the answers for years.
But you didn't learn any Spanish.
Sure didn't. But I passed.
I regret it. Not learning Spanish.
I regret it. And I'm starting to relearn it now. But
it's easier when you're a kid to learn. Yeah.
When you're 15, you don't care. I have practice. I'm just trying to pass these classes to play.
I feel like Maya was always 32, even when she was 7.
Yeah, I pretty much was. I was the Lisa Simpson of my family.
I need the blemishes, Lisa Simpson.
I got blemishes. I got them. They're there.
Maya was a cheater. That's what it was.
Oh, have you ever cheated in a relationship?
There it is. I knew it.
There we go. All right, now.
First off, let's not get into this. But I have never, nor would I ever, cheat on Tony Valentino.
No, we're not Tony. I'm talking about in the past.
You're not saying your husband.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she did. There it is.
Okay, first off, I didn't say I did it. But I'm saying people in general, women in general, only cheat when the relationship's over and they don't know how to end it properly.
So did you cheat or didn't you break up with him? I didn't say I did or didn't. You did.
I'm just saying that when
it must have been one of those. You already checked out.
So after
out.
He gave you the test and you said he ain't useful, you was like, I'm cheating on you. I got this bogus test.
In that moment,
I'm
she was
Pakistan.
Like,
I'm done.
Do the essay thing. I'm going to cheat on him.
I'm cheating.
Because women know when they're about to cheat on the dude. It'd be that one moment. They'd just be like, I'm going to cheat on your ass.
Eventually. I'm not saying I did it, but no, I know from examples from female friends.
I'm talking about you.
I don't
want to hear no other examples of who and what.
She cheated after that test. She cheated and then cheated. You did a double cheat.
Maya is a cop until I get these blemishes.
I wouldn't cheat in Pakistan because that's too.
Well, yeah, that's
they're too strict.
Too dangerous.
Over there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
put
that.
Your life on the line.
Yeah,
you were seen having coffee with a male. Lock her.
Chop off her right hand.
Man.
Me and my sister had stones thrown at us because we were wearing a t-shirt out in public. And it was hot.
Did you get hit?
110 degrees. We didn't get hit. We're like, who's throwing
stones? That's biblical, man, to get the stone thrown at you. Yeah. That's Jesus in them. Like, hit them with the stones.
Like, it's 110 degrees out right now. And we're wearing long pants and t-shirts.
You know what, though? If I was in that environment, I would be covered up. Because I would just want the sun off me. I don't like the sun directly. So I would definitely be hooded up and like, I know it's going to be hot in there, but as long as the sun ain't like right here.
It hurts.
It hurts, dog.
Like even when I'm driving, I'll move my arms around to hide it in the shade. Because like when it's just beaming on you, I'm like, this is not comfortable.
When I first got out here to California, I was driving so much, this arm was black. Because it would just be right there in the car, just taking it. And it was super black.
I've put hoodies over my arms.
Yeah,
I've started doing that.
I'll
move it to where, and I'm driving weird, but I don't care. Like it's just too hot.
It's beaming, man.
And it just hits you. I don't like that. Like Cotty be on me all the time. She was like, you don't like going outside when it's hot out. I was like, I don't like being directly in the sun.
Yeah.
We can go to a park, but I'm going to be under the tree.
Right.
It's still hot outside, but I don't want that sun just
that sun
beating on me.
Real,
I don't like it.
You can get sun poisoning.
Oh. That's a whole next level. I don't need that. I'm already getting dizzy spells, and I don't know why. But, man, even when we went camping, I had the next day, you know, it got warmer. I had the hood on. I had the little – I was like this. I looked like a Muslim woman outside. And I was like, I like this.
Did you get burned right here?
Nah. Because I kept my head down a lot and stuff like that. Because I realized, too, and Sabrina was looking at like my scalp, and she was like – do you put sunblock on your head? And I never think about that because I'm bald and I'm outside every day. So I'm like, I never think about that. Unless I'm like going to the beach or something, then I do it. But I should be doing it on the regular.
Every day?
My dad was a postal worker for most of my life. So in the summers, if he didn't wear his full, you know, the big hat.
Yeah.
If he just had a hat on, he would come home and have the little tan line of the hat, you know, the fitted
joint.
He would just have a tan line right here and then one right here. We'd be like, you look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So then he bought the big one after that to cover his whole head. Because when he just had that, we just like, these tan lines.
Tan lines, man.
Ridiculous.
Are you outside all day?
And he light skinned.
Oh,
like,
man.
Come on, man. You look absolutely. I mean, that's when ankle socks had came out, but not the ones that go all the way down.
Yeah.
So they were still. So he would, like, right at the ankle, just be light. We'd be like, what?
He was cooked. He was rotisserie, man.
Every day. Every day he was cooked. Stayed in shape, though.
Hey, man.
He was walking miles a day.
That's a good workout.
He was walking miles a day.
I was reading the other day, if you can get 10,000 steps a day, you can lose, like, if you do it on top of, like, workouts, and you can lose, like, a pound a week.
Yep. That
makes sense. Yeah.
10,000 a day.
I know that to be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. What else going on, man?
Well, we have another education study.
Sick of education. I need those blemishes.
I told you that there may be blemishes that may exist or not.
You know, just read. What's the issue?
A new study out of Harvard shows that white affluent parents say they want school integration, but choose to send their kids to schools with other white affluent children.
You dirty bastards.
Really? The parents say they prefer schools with higher academic performance and rank this as of higher importance than racial integration. The study also found that parents rated racial integration as more important than economic integration. So they prefer their kids go to school with rich black kids than poor black kids. So they're more classist than racist.
Well, that's American.
That makes it, yeah, that makes sense.
That's very American right there.
I'm not even against integration, though, especially as black. We were doing better when we had our own teachers in our own schools, in our own, like, once integration happened, all our stuff went down. For black people, everything went down. We were doing better when we had our own stuff going on and teachers who gave a damn, and all, we were doing better.
That's true.
Like, I'm not 100% against in the education tip.
Right.
We were doing way better. Some.
Look at Black Wall Street, man.
Yeah, when we were doing our own thing, we do our stuff, we do very well. So I'm not, I'm not saying it's right, you know. I'm saying you should have the, you should be, have the option to do, you know, other stuff. But when we do our own thing, we do very well.
It's true for some and not for others.
Yeah.
I felt like I went to all black school. Growing up, it felt like segregation was still going on. Like, I just said, everybody was black. But it was just school to me. I wasn't even thinking like that. I was just like, oh, school, you know.
It's because your neighborhood.
I noticed when we moved, Because we were in Pittsburgh first, and it was a lot more. It was black Mexican.
Pittsburgh, California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clear that up for the listeners.
So it was a lot of black Mexican, a lot of like Pacific Islanders, Hawaiian, Tongan, Samoans. And then when we moved to Antioch, it was way wider. It ain't now. Antioch is kind of hood now. It's kind of dangerous. But then it was like, it was nice. It was a lot. And I noticed when I showed up to my class, it was me and two other black kids. And I noticed it. I was like, oh, this school is different. Because at my other school, I had a lot of black friends and a lot. And at this school, I was like, oh. But I immediately gravitated to the other black kids and Mexican kids. Cause I was like, hey, they look like me. And they playing sports. This is where I'm at. And then it was pretty mixed. But in middle school, we still was like, you know, everybody was all over the place. And then I was racially aware again in high school because that's when everybody really broke off.
Yeah.
In middle school, it was pretty mixed still. Everybody was all over the place. You started seeing the separation, but it was still like, but in high school, I look back at my yearbook, everybody hung out with was black.
Yeah.
If you wasn't my teammate, you was black. And I noticed that same friend that you had in the fifth grade, he was with the other white kids or the Mexican. He was with, everybody started.
It's like prison.
You just break off.
It's like very much like prison.
It is. And then like my high school was very like a sitcom TV. Like the cheerleaders hung with the cheerleaders and then the popular kid and then the like everybody.
Clueless, huh?
Yeah, it was like nerds over here. Everything.
The grunge
like,
kids.
There was the social skaters. Pressure as far as like. You know what I mean? If you with your people and somebody like some freshman or somebody in the nerd group came and talked to you, your group looking at you like, oh, this who you hanging out with? You'd be like, wow. I don't even know them. Like it was like that. It was like a TV show.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. And I didn't realize that either until like later. I was like, damn, that was a lot of like, it was a lot of social pressure. Just like even somebody 2 years behind you. Because, you know, my boy Carrie and Keith, oh, side note, they want me to clear that story up. They didn't stop and get a Sprite. Remember the walk home? No, they got a. Remember AllSport?
Yes,
it came out. For people who don't remember AllSport, there was always Gatorade and there was Powerade.
AllSport.
But AllSport was like this soda type power drink, and they stopped and got one of those. They told me, Carrie and Keith, we were texting about it, and it was like, few corrections. We stopped and got an all sport. I was like, okay. Secondly, come to find out, Lisa, the lady who drove us to school, she was like, hey, guys, I'm here to take you home. And Keith, my brother, was like, no, we're going to walk. And she was like, are you sure? And it was like, yeah. So she let them walk.
Okay.
She had no business
letting
them walk. And they told her, like, we going to walk. And this grown lady let these 8-year-olds say, nah, crazy. We got it.
Wow.
So they was kind of mad at Lisa. The parents was like, why are they walking? What are you doing? So she let them walk home.
That's crazy. 8 years old?
And it was four.
Get your little asses
exactly.
in this car.
So, yeah, it was my brother's idea. Carrie went along with it, and they split the all sport.
Okay.
Now, the whoopings and all that, the journey, that's all happened. But they said those are the corrections to the story.
All sport and Lisa.
All sport and Lisa. I didn't know. And it was like, he was like, yeah, Keith came up with that. And he was like, yeah, I just thought it was a good idea.
Thought he was grown. He learned a lesson there.
They was like, we thought we was about to die. We panicked. But they knew the way home.
It's funny, too, like, you know, because I went from Chicago to New Mexico, so my demographic changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went from all black everything, to now, you know, I got, you know, an array, mostly white teachers, you know, some Hispanic in there, and then the student body was mainly white and Hispanic now. And, like, you know, you got black kids there because of the military base and all that, so it was like... So now I'm super diversified, like, oh, and I was excited. I was like, yo, you know, because I grew up just, it was all black. So I was like, oh, I can have other friends now. So I was like, you know, kind of hyped about that. And so, but then, like, when you get older, you start branching out. You look at your core group, and I was like, man, it was the prison thing, the blacks. Like, we didn't really trip as much on, like, the... Like you say, the social order, like if a nerdy kid walked out, I was like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? It was no, like, that's who you talking? It was just like, everybody hung with who they hung with, but then when you crossed into other groups, it was just like, whatever. You know what I mean? And so, so I noticed that because I had that huge shift. And then I just got used to, I always gravitate towards the black folks. I just do naturally because that's what I was raised in. So it's like a comfort thing. But also, too, like when I'm the token black, I'm not uncomfortable. I just be like, oh, I'm the only black guy in there. All right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I never change who I was. You know, some people change.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I was like, man. And I hate when the token white guy does that. Just be regular how you are with you. Don't come with the, yo, what up? Don't do that shit.
Be yourself. Just be yourself. We got you.
But people talk like whoever they're around. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll pick up speech patterns from my friend Fabi, and English is her second language. So people are like,
if it's a natural because you're around them, you start talking the same. But when you force it.
When you code switching.
When you
don't. Yeah, don't
change up your whole demeanor.
Like you normally shake hands, then shake hands. Yeah. Don't try to fumble up the dab. It's stupid. Don't do all that.
People still do that as grown adults. Comedians do that. I'm just like, what are you doing, man? Just be
yourself.
Be yourself.
I'm not a fan.
Because we see
it
a mile away. The fronting and the putting on and the, come on, bro.
Do you think it's healthy for people to gravitate toward their own race, or do you think it should be by interest, or how do you
I would love it to be by interest.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it on purpose. It's just you just be
yeah,
like,
it was just
what
like
a
honest like
yeah.
comfort level.
It's just it's comfort.
And like, I think a lot of that, you know, and you know, we as black people, we're super sensitive to that. So when we see the whites go with the whites, we might automatically assume, oh, they don't want to, you know, be over here with us because, you know, but it might be the same thing, just a comfort level more so than anything else. But we might take offense to like, oh, it's racism because of, you know, American history. So it's a tough dynamic. And a part of that, too, is with us. Like, you know, we feel safer with our own.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you learn about the civil rights movement, you be like, I'm going to just hang with y'all because I can't trust, you know. It breeds that.
And then you just got the, you know, the cultural, you know, comfort, the things same experience are different. And then you got your parents. Your parents, they meet their parents or whatever. They start hanging. Oh, we saw, you know, hey, how y'all doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you just... Like, I remember in my middle school, our principal was black. And I never had no black principal before. So we was pumped. And she went to, I remember one of the houses was our house. So she went to the homes of the black students. And before the school opened, she went that summer. And I remember seeing her walk up. So it was my mom, her, and like a bunch of the black moms and parents. And they had a little cookout. Well, not cookout, but like a little thing at our house. And she was going around to different the black kids, parents, and being like, yo, we out here. Mm-hmm. And she knew where we were at. We were, you know, like I said, when we moved, that city wasn't the same as our other city. So mm-hmm. when they hired that black principal, she was like, what up?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
It's funny, too, because like now, you know, my sons are raised in Burbank, California, predominantly. So seeing their group of friends, it's like, you know, like Serene's group, it's you got black in there. Mostly black and Latino is his crew, you know what I mean? And then Sincere, it's like his crew is like white, Hispanic, Asian, black, you know. Sincere might be the token in his crew, but it's like a true like UN. Like his crew, I look at his crew, it's like white. I don't know what this one friend of his is. Two Asian girls in the group chat. It's like, I'm like, look at y'all, man. Mm-hmm. So I can see a natural, like, they just vibing on pure, you know, we into the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, that could be another thing, too. Because I played sports,
mm-hmm.
well, who playing sports?
Right.
Black mm-hmm. people. Yeah. So that was also,
it's just a natural,
that's who I was with.
We athletes.
We athletes. So mm-hmm. I think if you had...
And Serene had that too, because he had it with his teammates, and then, you know, it's just
basketball
what it
and
is.
Football, but the wrestling team is probably all white.
All white,
right.
Yeah.
The lacrosse team, I don't want to speak badly
lacrosse.
Of lacrosse,
yeah.
but lacrosse,
yeah,
it's probably all white.
Yeah.
It's unless just by interest.
If you're in Baltimore, though, it's probably more black.
Mm.
Yeah.
I never played lacrosse, so I don't know what's up.
My boy
lacrosse.
Played. That's why I was like, lacrosse, huh? He's like, yeah, he's from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Baltimore. So it's like, oh, okay. Because I never knew nothing about lacrosse, you know.
Lacrosse?
What I mean? Right.
You so, want my boy to play lacrosse?
But it's just funny to see that dynamic and, like, you know, because I watch the boys and just, you know, who their friends are. I'm like, man, that's what's up. You know what I mean? So they definitely get the diversified, you know, flow going on.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's really dope. Like, the next generation can maybe put that behind.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward, maybe.
Right. Maybe, you know, as long
well, I don't
the key
mind.
Is just having comfort and having those conversations.
Mm-hmm. And I don't that's mind the you know, being with your own. I just don't like the hate shit.
Yeah,
I get the comfort. I get if I'm a white person, I get wanting to be with other white people. I get that. I don't. It's just the fear of the other person or the hate for the other person that's the problem. It's not you hanging out with your own people. That's fine.
I think it might be that black people are black people all across America, but white people, there's northern, there's midwestern, there's southern, and we look at it like, oh, they're going with other white people. It's like, no, they're going with other northeast people. These people are going with other southern people. That's how they relate. At the skating rink, you're like, oh, these white people are, like, no, it's American and Russian.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, they're going with white people. It's like, no, there's a Russian-American divide there.
Right.
You can't see it just looking in, coming in for a Saturday skate.
I never even thought about the regional differences on the white tip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge. I was trying to tell someone this the other day. I was like, white people hate each other more than they even think about us.
I never knew this.
Oh my
well, I know the southern whites get bashed a lot.
Yeah.
I know that.
They're like the
they
token
always call
go-to.
Them rednecks immediately.
Yeah, the token go-to.
But I didn't know it was like, you know, every the Midwest, the Northern, I never even thought about that.
Oh my God. They still are holding on from stuff from 150 years ago. Like, we should have done this to them when we won, and we should have never let them come through.
Wow.
And then it's just sort of what black people go to your side.
Yeah.
That's that.
Uh-huh.
And then people are like, white people hate blacks. Like, no. They want to see where you line up on their divide.
That's hilarious.
Never thought about that.
Oh, just next time you're looking
that's
at like
funny.
The debates and stuff,
yeah.
Think about it like that, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they don't even think about us like that."
Never thought about that. That's crazy. Learn something new every goddamn day, man. We got questions from the good people?
We do have a question. You're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about education.
Mm-hmm. It's been education. The next episode, I don't want to hear nothing about education.
Let me talk about crack for 60 minutes.
I want to be drooling up here.
Okay.
Whores
and crack. Whores. You got it.
The whores.
Underestimated asks, how do you guys feel about charter schools versus public schools? Do you think there's a benefit to charter schools, even though, depending on the region, the school as a whole may have a chance of closing? I think it means the public school has a chance of closing.
Hmm.
Do you think there's a benefit to public school?
I don't even know what a charter school is.
It's the, like, a person pretty much made the school.
It's kind of like a private school, but it's publicly funded, kind of.
Yeah, it's... So, like, let's say you had an idea. You're like, I want to start a school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the funding and you picked the teacher. Like, that's a charter school. Like, you mm-hmm. made the school. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's we looked it up, like, the differences. But, like, because my brother is thinking about sending his kids to a charter.
Mm-hmm.
And but then you got a lot of some charters, you know, they've been, like, stealing money. And, like, so it's, like,
mm-hmm.
it's a...
What was the question?
How do you feel about charter schools versus public because they split the funding and they split the kids off?
I went to public. Man, I like public school.
I got no beef with public school.
I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Cottie went to private, and she said she wished she would have went to public.
Mm.
She just said because all the stuff that comes in private, and private is different from charter, obviously, but I have no beef with public whatsoever.
I like public school.
Like, it was...
And my kids went to public school. It seemed good for them.
I think a lot of the issues with public schools is that everybody gets to go to public school, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah.
Whereas charters can be more selective, so they can have higher academic standards, and still the parents don't have to pay any money, so it's similar to private.
That's a good time. Yeah. Right there.
But they're funneling money out of the public school system because they are publicly funded.
Dirty bastards. Yeah. That sound pretty shady.
And
that's really like when it came to deciding what area I moved to, I picked Burbank because the schools were rated high. And so I was like, all right, Burbank is the move. Because every time when we were going to move out of Orange, California, and I wanted to be closer to, you know, the acting scene, I would look at the school ratings in the area, and I'd be like, man, this is too low. So Burbank had the good one, so I was like, all right, here we go. And then boom. That's how I ended up, you know, choosing Burbank.
It's got great schools, great public schools.
Yeah, so it was like, so now when I look at their public schools, I'm like, man, these schools have been prime real estate where I'm from.
Yeah, mine will probably end up, I mean, knowing me, they'll end up in a private school. But it's going to be for education. But also, nowadays, people go to private for sports.
Didn't you just criticize the white people for sending their kids to the...
I said for sports. Like, you see Sierra Canyon just won the CIF. These kids now are going to these schools for their own scholarship, and mm-hmm. they're going for sports. So I'm like, hey.
What if they're not so good at sports?
Or if they're trash, then, hey, take your ass to this public school. What I need to do this for. But there's private schools that have black kids, you know what I mean? There's so we've been looking at all that, you know, thinking about all that stuff.
What about a charter? Would you send your kid to a charter if there was a good one nearby?
Do they have sports at charters?
Some must. I don't know. Let me look that up.
I mean, if they're trash at sports, it helped my decision making so much more.
If
they're just not into it, they're not good. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Let's narrow it down.
It says here they do. Yeah. That's the first thing that came up on Google.
Sports.
Not any good. Any good ones?
Must depend. I don't know if they can pick by sports, but I don't know. You get government funding if you're like, yo, this is a sports school, sports entirely. Maybe sports medicine, because that's a really lucrative field later.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like a vocational school for sports. You can start that.
No, I ain't doing it.
No?
Starting the school sounds boring as hell.
Yeah, it sounds boring and time consuming.
Really?
Yes. Starting the school? Maybe if I'm on the LeBron name, I'm just like, here's the money.
Here's the money. I'll be the face. Some other stuff, yeah.
But to be in there on the ground, curriculum setting up, and then,
deal with, I don't even like people to deal with. I definitely don't like parents. Parents are some of the most annoying people on the planet.
You're both parents. This is a podcast for parents.
They are. Parents are annoying.
Parents are annoying because they think their kids are the greatest of
my
all time.
My kids' shit don't stink. And it's like, no. Most
you're
parents
going
are not
in hot every time. Yeah. I don't believe you, what you're saying about my kid.
The parents who are realistic or understand that their kid is a kid and a human, and they fine. But these parents, that my kid is always right. Or my kid doesn't suck at anything, or my annoying as hell.
I was in college for secondary education, so I was going to be teaching either middle school or high school. I was fully prepared to go to battle with parents because I was just like, that was my mindset. I was like, I'm ready to go to battle. If their kids suck, I'm bringing it to these parents. I was fully prepared to be, you know, getting cussed out and, you know, and standing my ground and just like, I was ready. I was like, man, you got to be tough.
There's an article out I saw that a lot of teachers are quitting because they can't deal with these kids, but more so can't deal with these parents. Yeah. These parents, they do nothing with these kids and want the teachers to do everything, and then their kids is disrespectful.
Yep.
They wild, and then you come and defend your kid when your kid is out of line because you out of line. Yep. Like, and it's just like,
they
you
never
put that on these teachers?
They
the
never
teachers always got to be wrong? Man, hell no.
We're probably at the point that the bad kids came up to raise bad kids. So the parents, the kids that weren't properly disciplined now repeat.
Yeah. I'll be seeing some of these videos. I'll be like, these parents is wild. Mm. Like, just, I'll be like, hell no. Nah. Parents be trash.
And shout out to the parents that be listening to the teachers. They be like, oh, that's what we doing?
Yeah.
That's what you was doing Wednesday? Yeah. I love to see that. Like,
and
when
I understand,
the teacher be keeping it real, then the parent look at the kid like, you told me you ain't had no homework, and they just be like.
And I understand listening to your kid and taking your kids back, but
every teacher ain't out to get your kid.
And every kid individually ain't innocent. And every kid, or even if you like, a lot of times, you know, my dad would do the whole like, okay, we'll talk to him. He wouldn't embarrass me in front of the teacher. Mm-hmm. Like, I got your back in public, but at the crib, that teacher was right and I was wrong. Shit, it was a wrap for me.
Especially if two or three teachers say the same.
Oh, oh man.
Oh, and my teachers all say the same. Pleasure to have, but a little talkative, a little, he gets done with his work early, he starts bothering everybody else. And my dad got sick of them reports.
Yeah.
I would get like, before grades, you got the E's and S's. Did y'all get that?
Yep.
And so I would have like E's on all the work, but on behavior, it'd be like S plus. Just because I was bothering people or making jokes. Mm-hmm. Being goofy, being too social, and because I figure, you know, if I'm done with my work, y'all need to be done. That's why I skipped up a grade, because they was like, he's bothering everybody. So this work isn't hard enough for him. So we gotta move.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, basically.
Talking too goddamn. Because
I wasn't. We just had that talk about Keelan. They was like, did you want him to go straight to kindergarten? I was like, no, because if he goes straight to kindergarten, he's gonna be like me and be a 16-year-old senior.
Mm-hmm.
And barely 17. I was like, no, I want him to graduate at 18. You know, so, but they had to do that for me because they were just like, he all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't bad, like, but I was goofy. I mean, I was social. And the teacher's just like, it's a distraction for the other kids who, you know, are really trying. Like, I don't think I misspelled a word to like seventh grade on a spelling test. Like, if I had cared about education, like, I would have been all right. I just didn't care. My brother was in GATE, you know, the gifted and talented, whatever. He was in that program. I got straight A's in sixth grade. Like, we were smart. Mm-hmm. I tested in the 90th-something percentile when you do those standardized tests and, like, all that stuff. And then I was like, oh, but girls have boobs. And that was it.
Once the girls kick in,
that was it.
The paperwork just looked jumbled up.
Hell with school.
The words,
how can I concentrate when
around
this girl is sitting in front of me? I can't do
would
this.
You send your kid to an all boys school to prevent that?
Nah, because I don't want them to be weird around women either. If you don't have no experiences with them, you
Yeah.
You can be weird as hell. I don't want that.
You can be kind of weird if you're a doctor, though. Girls give you a pass. Like, oh, he's a doctor.
I don't want no weirdo. He's just a little weird.
You still don't want a weird doctor,
though. You don't
want
the weird.
Get them off the streets.
Boys who go to all boys schools, they're not weird.
No, I'm not saying everybody, but it can breed that.
But so can go to a normal school and being shy around girls.
I take that back. I would take them to an all boys school if it was a setup like De La Salle High School, which is famous for football, with everything, all boy private school. But it's across the street from Crandallette, which is an all-girl private school.
Yeah, it's
so
close proximity.
Like, yeah, like
they see each other.
If they, yeah,
interaction
on
the way
that's
in.
Fine. That's fine.
I'll see
just
you after school. Then.
Just like a off the wall by yourself, you know. But nah, hell no.
You can
but
focus.
I think it's pretty normal to have like a sister school.
Yeah,
and
if you
had
a sister school, you
stuff.
See lunch, dance. Yeah, exactly. Then that's
girls
fine.
Were definitely a distraction for me.
Yeah, mine was huge.
All boys would have benefited me. I've been like, man,
me too.
What y'all talking about? Because then, you know, girls be walking past, they going to the pencil sharpener. I'm like, yeah, man. All right, that's what's up. And then I'm just thinking about the whole scenario while I'm looking at the paperwork.
And it just gets worse as you get older. Mm-hmm. When that first one kick in, and after that, it's just,
man,
it's a wrap. And it didn't take much. It didn't take. She move her hair. You get a whiff or something. Oh, that's it. I'm done.
Turned on at the slightest thing back in the day.
I spent majority of middle school hiding boners.
Man,
that's all you doing under the desk.
That's all
on my lap.
I couldn't move.
That's all you do.
Anthony, can you get up and show us on the board? I'm a fresh boner.
Nope, can't do it.
I got the fresh one. I can't get up. Because once I get up with the boner, I'm finished.
That's it. That was all middle school.
Oh, ho, ho. He got the. I'm done.
It didn't take much. She looked the wrong way. Or she asked you for something. Can I borrow a pencil? And she go in her backpack and you see the cleavage stuff. Man. Boner for the next 30 minutes. All of algebra.
Perv City, man. I was Perv Griffin. I was Perv Griffin. Perv Albert.
I couldn't concentrate at all.
So all boys school would have benefited me. My grades would have been better. But
mine would have for sure.
But. Seventh grade is a question mark because video games ruined my grades. Unequivocally, Nintendo ruined my grades because I wasn't doing homework. I was on them games. Mm-hmm. And so that had nothing to do with the girls right there. But, man. Anyway, man, it's over an hour. Getting the hell out of here, man. This has been another episode of Daddy Issues. If you got any questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comments section. We'll tackle them on the show, man. You can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything. I'm thinking about getting my name changed to Tony Baker on Instagram. It's this dude named Tony Baker. He ain't posted since 2014. I'm about to see if I can get my name changed.
Oh, that's why you're Tony Baker Comedy?
Yeah. Well, because I couldn't get Tony Baker because it was taken. I'm trying to just be Tony Baker.
Yeah.
So I'm coming for that spot. Next weekend I'll be in Cincinnati at the Liberty Funny Bone all weekend, Thursday through Sunday, 6 shows. So pull up if you're in the Cincinnati area.
Yeah. KeonPoley.com, Keon Poley on everything. I'm on these stupid ships, so you don't have to come to that. But then after that, I'm back in these clubs. So I'll go to my website and you'll see where I'm at.
All right, and thank you, Maya, for guiding us through this thing.
Appreciate it.
We out here.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.